The halacha says that during the Shabuah Shehal Bo Tisha B'Av, so one is not allowed to wear freshly laundered garments. So the advice is to prepare the garments from before the week of Tisha B'Av, meaning from either Shabbat before or the Friday before, so you have enough begadim that were used already. So therefore you don't have a problem, you won't run out of begadim. The question is, how long does one have to wear these garments in order to consider them prepared? Hakam ben Tzion is mashman or Tzion that you have to wear it a long enough time in order for it to absorb the perspiration, the za'ah. According to that, it seems even 2 or 3 minutes would be sufficient, especially in weather that's very, very humid and hot. Even less, a minute or two for sure would be enough, according to him. Hakam of Adya holds that preferably one should wear the beged for an hour in order to be considerate, prepared. So you have a big mahlokah over here between the poskim on the time that one could wear it. The question then is, if a person did not prepare, is he stuck? Does he now have no etzah? So Hakam of Adya writes in Chazon of Adya in the footnote that there is an opinion of the Lechem Panim that writes that if you didn't prepare it, it's enough to take the garment and put it on the ground and leave it on the ground for an hour. He doesn't say you have to step on it or do anything like that. He just says you have to just leave it on the ground for an hour, and it's considered already not freshly laundered. You know, we don't use that opinion like Tahila. In a pinch where a person forgot to prepare or whatever it may be, he needs other garments, so he can leave it on the ground for an hour and he can rely on that opinion. The last Hadush is Hakam ben Sion writes that when you're preparing your garments, you could put two garments on at the same time, which means you could put on two undershirts and you could put on two pairs of socks, and it's considered not freshly laundered anymore. It doesn't have to actually touch your flesh. His theory is because if you would wear, let's say, two undershirts, one on top of another, and then somebody would ask you for an undershirt and you'd give him the one that you wore on top, he wouldn't wear it. It's ma'us to him already. You wore it already, even though it wasn't touching your body, but once you put it on already, it loses its freshness. So in the preparation, it's much easy. You can put on two socks at a time, especially if you're going to be machmir like a Hakam of Adya. It says an hour, so you don't have the whole day to spend preparing begadim. So you can put on a few at a time in order to expedite the process.